Welcome back to the Find Like to Find Like podcast. I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Nico.
And welcome back. Another episode.
Yes.
Cricket on.
Yep.
Test cricket in Australia has started.
Yeah, we're even watching it right now.
We are watching it right now.
Yes.
Pakistan, just...
Boring.
Taking their time.
Yep.
Just playing boring cricket.
Yep.
Playing not, a missing not, or... not exciting. Brisbane wicket looked pretty good yesterday when we first saw photos of it. Looked pretty green. Looked
very
like
green.
It might offer something for the bowlers, but hasn't done much so far, which is a bit disappointing. So hopefully we get something out of it.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Later today.
All right.
So getting to some wickets. Yeah.
So we're going to kick it off now with fines as usual.
Yeah, we'll kick it off with the fines.
Yes.
I've got one just to kick it off.
Yeah.
Nico and Kia being absolute tossers, stealing my stuff in class.
Well, you started it by stealing Kia's stuff.
Yeah, but at least I put him in obvious places and I told him where it was. Kia sort of took the piss a bit. And
it was funny.
For you.
Yeah.
Not, okay. $100 for each of you.
Right. Fine. Okay. my first fine is Gurinder Sandhu. Absolute spud, makes 50, and then...
He's batting well.
Batting really well.
Number
and then
eight.
He just forgets to slide his bat in and just up in the air as the ball's hitting the stumps,
I mean,
and it's just...
Probably
and it was a good throw.
Was a very good throw.
Very good
probably
throw.
Wasn't expecting the direct hit, but... you got to ground your bat, mate.
Got to ground your bat, and don't jump in...
Big fine.
Yeah, stupid.
All right, Paddo.
Yeah.
Paddo, what have you done, buddy?
We don't know because no one's really
we don't
said
know
anything.
A homophobic slur apparently directed at Cameron Gannon.
Ah,
that's essentially what it was.
Ah,
and he's got himself a one game ban for that.
A bit stupid.
Yep, well done, Paddo.
Yes,
like, I don't mind your sledging, mate, but
if you're gonna get fined,
condone that.
Yeah, if you're gonna get fined for it, like. Even Tim Payne's like, oh, that goes against our values, so it's...
Yep, no, that's that's fair enough.
Yep.
Aussie selectors, got to find them.
Yep.
Cameron Bancroft being in the squad is just ridiculous.
That makes no sense.
It makes no sense whatsoever. Just because he made 49 in the Australia A game when no one did anything.
Yeah.
I don't understand that selection
at all. He's not playing in the test, is he?
No, he's not. He's 13th man. Or whatever, but still.
Drinks bitch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Essentially. Yep.
Pretty much.
Nico, you got... Go on.
Yes, I have Harry Conway.
Conway.
For dropping an absolute sitter, but he does have an excuse, and which is another finder that I've got, is Jason Sanger, I believe it is, for slipping over and just distracting Harry Conway from taking that catch.
Make all the excuses you want, but that's an absolute sitter, and I don't think there is any excuses for that, to be honest. So, $2. And one... $1 for Jason Sanger
for
falling over. All right, I've got one now. Playing cricket on Saturday.
Yeah,
there is this bloke opening the bowling with off spin.
Interesting.
In one's cricket.
Interesting.
He bowls at least three front foot no balls in his first over. I don't understand.
Okay.
And I think the fact that he's opening the bowling, it means that fines have to go up a bit, and we're going to go $20 for each one. I think he ended up with five all up.
All right, so whoever that is, you owe us $100.
So, yeah.
That's shocking. Like, being a spinner myself, like, bowling front foot no balls is pretty much one of the most impossible.
It's just a big no. We said it with Jack Leach in our first podcast. It's just...
Yeah.
Unacceptable for a spinner to bowl front foot no balls. It's
totally unacceptable.
Especially opening the bowling.
Yeah, I mean, opening the bowling with the spinner in... Was it a two-dayer or one-dayer?
Two-dayer as well.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Just that's interesting. I'm not. Yeah. It's not a fine or anything.
No.
I can see why they might do it. But
just change it up a bit. But,
if you're going to bowl front foots, then no.
Yeah, no.
No,
definitely
not. Fine.
Yeah.
Got
any more, Jimmy?
Yeah, I've got two more, actually. Yep. Pakistani openers right now.
Yep.
I'm going to fine them $5 each because they are just being a bunch of turtles, bunch of Matt Renshaws, and just not doing anything.
Yeah.
Just leaving pretty much everything. I mean, the Aussie bowlers aren't helping. They're not attacking the stumps that much, but still, do something, Pakistan, please. You did this last time you're out here, and just obviously
just
haven't changed.
No intent to score.
Not good cricket to watch.
Yeah.
One more, the Australia A batsmen that played in the tour match.
Oh, that was atrocious.
That was atrocious. I'm going to fine them $5 each. Even Cameron Bancroft,
who made
49.
Yeah, couldn't make 50.
Just no. Well, he left all of them just for shocking performances.
Except for Riley Meredith, who ended up not in. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we expected big things from that game. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be an old school bat off.
Then Joey Burns.
They all failed.
Joey Burns out for a golden duck.
And still makes the test squad, which I was a little bit surprised with, but I can understand his inclusion.
Yeah.
Although, yeah, I think he just offers a little bit more than Marcus Harris. He's more proven in test cricket, and I think that's why his selection is justified ahead of other players. Yeah. All right, get into Team of the Week, I think.
Team of the Week. Sounds good.
You can kick us off, Nico, if you like.
Right, so my Team of the Week, so this counts from the last Sheffield Shield game that was played and the...
Yeah, so within the last week we've had round of Sheffield Shield and...
Two rounds of ODI.
A few one-day cup games.
So my Team of the Week is Alex Doolan for his 170 and 112.
Made two tons. And saved the game pretty much. And South Australia have still not won a Shield match for a very long time.
Yes.
I'm not actually sure how long it is. It might be... I think I've seen 1,000 days or something. March 2017 or something stupid like that.
Yeah. And opening with Alex Doolan, I have Callum Ferguson.
Who's not normally an opener in two-day cricket, but he's been opening the batting for South Australia in one-day cricket. He's been in very good form.
Yeah, it's been in very good
form. Made a good ton against the Vicks the other day at the G.
And made another good ton against WA, I believe. I think
he made 80-odd.
He almost got him over the line, but they ended up losing by 6 runs, I think.
Yeah, number three, we've got our man Moises.
Yes.
Who was very unfortunate against Victoria, made 98 before going out trying to win the match.
Yeah, I wouldn't have minded him to see him in the Australian squad.
I would love to see him in the Australian side, because I feel like the selectors have just...
Kind of stuffed him over.
They've just looked past him. They're not going to look at him anymore. But he's been one of the most consistent and least spuddiest batsmen in Australia.
Even though we call him Moises Rodriguez.
I reckon he should be in the side. Yeah. I reckon so. He should at least be in the conversation.
Yeah,
because he's been in good form.
He didn't even get a.
And he's a solid batsman too.
He didn't even get a gig in the A team, did he?
No. They're looking at other options, but he's a solid middle order option. So,
and bowling option as well. He's not bad.
Part time bowling option. Yeah, absolutely. All right, number four,
Hanscom.
Peter Hanscom.
He's actually been batting well
for once.
Yeah,
in the one days.
He's been batting all right in the one days. Had a good innings against Queensland in the Sheffield Shield.
Made a few 80s and 70.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't got on with it, but
he's been batting well. Yeah, been in good form. I mean, on. He went out to a very good catch from Cam Valente.
Yeah.
And
it was a crap shot. A
couple of days ago. It was a crap shot, but very good catch in respect to Cameron there.
Yes.
All right, number five, we've got a debutant from Tassie.
Yeah.
By the name of Mac Wright, who has come in, made an instant impact, making 40 and then a ton in his second game to get Tasmania over the line against New South Wales.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
looked very good.
Yeah, looked very
good. He's been making a lot of runs in Premier Cricket the last few years, which you probably wouldn't have seen, but I do look at all those sort of stats. He's a noticeable run scorer there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number six, another debutant.
Yeah.
One that I am really liking at the moment.
Me too.
Jake Fraser-McGurk.
Yep, 17-year-old from Victoria. He's been playing for Monash, doing really well for them.
Yeah, he's same age as us.
Can't even drive yet, and he's still playing for Victoria.
Yeah, and he's doing very well as well. He made a 50.
60s, 40s.
60.
I think he made a 60.
He made at least 50 in his first game, and then made 43 not out in his second game, and unfortunately couldn't get us over the line.
Yeah, in which, the... Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was a little bit disappointing, but credit to him. He's come in and made a very good...
Done really well.
...impact. Even in the Shield as well, he's batted well on debut. Just watching this ball.
Oh.
And it's an edge through slips.
You're kidding. You're kidding. All right, so the next...
Taking the piss.
The next person we have on our team of the week is Matt Short.
Matt Short.
Made 88 in the Australia...
In the One Day Cup.
Yeah, in the One Day Cup.
One Day Cup. South Australia. Looked very good.
Looked very good indeed.
Yep. Man, we've credited on the podcast in the last episode. Cameron Green comes in at number 8.
Yes.
Had a good knock in the One Day Cup.
Had another good knock, yeah.
Made 70-odd, or been, 86 I think he made.
Been taking the piss and with the bat.
Was very good.
Yeah. If only he could take the piss with the ball then and just be the
yeah, perfect. He would. And he'd be in the Australian conversation.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. Number 9, this is a man who is on fire at the moment, Jackson Bird, yeah. Who's not... Yeah, not a noted one day bowler.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that he's not the best white ball.
No, he's not. But New South Wales, yeah. He took 6 for 25 off 10, and pretty much all of them were caught behind. Just very good bowling performance from Jackson very Bird good there. Bowling. Number 10, man, we love here, Wesley Agar.
Yes.
From South Australia.
Yes.
Just bustles in, hits the deck hard.
Bullying his brother. Bullying his brother. I mean, we don't condone that, but, like, that's what he did.
That's what he did.
Yep.
And it was good to watch.
Yeah, it's fun to watch.
Got his brother out.
And then hit him straight
bit of backyard-esque cricket there. And we've just got a wicket.
We just took a wicket.
Patrick Cummins.
Pat Cummins.
New gun.
Caught a Steve Smith, I think, at slip, was it?
Yep, pretty sure it was Smithy. And that is the end of Shaun Masood.
You beauty, 1 for 75 off 33.
Very nice.
Yes, very nice indeed.
All right, number 11, to wrap up our team of the week, we've got Mitchell Swepson.
Yes, who took the hat-trick against...
Took a hat-trick of LBWs against the Vicks and the Shield. Not sure how we've managed. I mean, he didn't really, because I think Paddo's was going well down league, but he got given out anyway, so...
Yeah.
Oh, well, what can you do?
Mitch Swepson, I'm a huge fan of, not going to lie. Being a leggy myself. Being a leggy,
yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like he's...
Despite the amount of times you've called him a spud.
Have I?
You have.
Oh,
well. Quite a bit.
Oh, well, I still rate him as a bowler, to be honest.
All right.
All right, what are we moving on to now, Jimmy?
All right, we'll go to the Gun of the Week, I think.
Gun of the Week.
Leading on from our Team of the Week.
All right, who's your nominations for Gun of the Week this week?
Nominations, I've got Mr. Fraser McGurk.
Yep.
Mr. Bird, Mr. Jackson Bird, and Mr. Yep. Doolan.
Interesting. Don't mind it.
Mm.
My nominations are obviously Jake Fraser, Callum Ferguson, and Mackenzie Wright from Tassie. So I'd say our gun of the week.
I think it has to be Jay Fray.
Yeah, if we're both nominated in, then probably Jake.
Yep.
Yeah, he's done really well. Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. We'll move on to Spud of the Week.
Spud of the Week. Yeah. Yes. I think we've got this. We have the same Spuds of the Week.
We have the same Spuds. There weren't too many this week, but there were the ones that we have in us and big ones.
Yes. Obviously, Ashton Agar
getting bowled by his brother and then trying to catch him slipping over and getting smashed in the face.
Yeah. Paddo for his,
getting banned.
His remarks. Oh.
No.
No. Not out. Sorry.
Don't worry about it.
And then we have...
Third one. Going to incorporate some women into this.
Yes.
Emily Smith from the Hobart Hurricanes has been banned for hosting the team.
An hour in advance, I think.
An hour in advance on her Instagram account.
Yes, and getting a 12-month ban.
And the game got rained out. So they didn't even play. But no, she's got a 12-month ban for releasing the team.
Yeah. Which I don't think that's fair enough. I think that's a bit harsh, to be honest.
It is, yeah.
And obviously you got like this harsh. Whole match fixing and gambling but, and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, no, but, she was just. I don't think she meant to do that. But oh well.
Has she released any state? Oh,
and we've just got another wicket. Another one. Mr. Josh Hazlewood.
Josh Hazlewood's taken another wicket. Yes,
and that is as our Ali. So we're gonna have two fresh batsmen at the crease.
You little beauty.
He's a big boy. A big boy.
Has what's her name? Emily Smith, has she released any statements?
Not that I have seen. No. No, I haven't seen anything on there. But,
good catch from Joey Burns.
Joey Burns is a solid option at first slip.
Yeah.
If you saw him in the Sri Lankan series, he's took a few very, very good catches.
Don't mind that whatsoever. Yeah,
very good. All right, now to get into a new segment we've got here, another one. We're going to call it Cricket 101.
Yep.
How would you describe this, Nico?
I would describe it with the codes of cricket and local cricket.
Discussing things
pretty much just those little one percenters that contribute towards cricket.
Yeah,
that's what I'd call
it. And we're going to be kicking this off this week with cordial flavours.
Yes,
and this is a debatable topic.
Yep.
Within cricket circles.
Yep.
Especially seeing as it's very common. Well, we have it every weekend, every Saturday.
Yep. Drinks in too. Yep.
And if a brew is not good, a team will get fined.
Yep.
And so we'll go through some flavours.
Yep.
Nico?
Actually, you know what, first, Jimmy, I want to ask you, with cordial, would you rather have it 2 weeks? Or too strong?
Too strong.
Too strong?
That is an easy decision for me. Because at least too strong wakes you up a bit.
Yeah, whereas like if it's 2 weeks, it's like, oh, this just tastes...
2 weeks, it's just water, flavoured water.
Yeah, and it's not good.
It's almost bitter in your mouth. It's just not nice.
And you're just kind of like looking for that flavour, but you just can't find it. And like,
especially if you've just been in the field for 20 overs. You want some zing.
Yeah, some zing, some zest, some sizzle and...
Some sizzle and some pop.
Yeah.
But if it's just water. And it has to be cold as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be cold. If it's not cold, then it's just yuck.
Yeah, it's just not nice. You might as well just bring a water bottle to cricket.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All
right, so flavours.
Flavours.
How
are we going to approach this?
Well, the flavours that I have selected, these are the most common flavours that I've received...
Yep.
Over my time playing local cricket. Obviously, lime cooler.
Lime cooler.
Fruit cup.
Yep.
Apple raspberry. Raspberry. Lemon. And pine lime. Lemon I haven't had too often, but when I have had it, I haven't really enjoyed it.
It's very hard to get right, lemon.
That and pine lime.
Oh, the blokes that we played on the weekend... They had a lemon mix.
Oh.
And it was not good.
Oh.
It was not good. It was lukewarm, watery, watery, bland, lukewarm, lemon-flavoured brew, and it was terrible.
That is atrocious.
So it's pretty much just warm lemon water. Not good. So I could probably add that into the fines, to be honest.
All right.
Let's talk about fruit cup a bit, because I think
fruit cup's very... I don't know if it's underrated or overrated.
No, because a lot of people are not fans of it.
Yeah, it's kind of like Collingwood. But like, you love it or you hate it.
I don't mind it though. Like, it's not the worst flavour you can have.
No,
so I wouldn't say it's underrated, but I think it's over. Well, it's disliked by too many people for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's actually that as bad as people say it is.
Oh, definitely not.
Apple raspberry.
I feel like apple raspberry is a lot better than raspberry because it's like, you get that apple.
I actually like raspberry. No, if done right, raspberry can be very good.
I feel like a lot of the times with raspberry, it's really easy to overdo it.
You can overdo it and you also can underdo it because a weak raspberry is just, it's just very... Can go dry in your mouth almost.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Yeah. But, apple raspberry, I don't mind it. Good flavour.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's pretty good. In terms of taste, but still, again, got to get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about pine lime, Jimmy?
I don't think I've, very rarely had pine lime.
Pine lime, I haven't had
it. It sounds like something I would like.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
I haven't had it. As drinks on a Saturday, but I have had it a couple of times at home, and the first kind of glass you have of it, you're kind of like, oh, this is a bit iffy, but it kind of grows on you after a while.
Yeah.
So
I can see that, you'd have to be pretty ambitious to pull out pine lime for a mix on a Saturday, to be honest.
Yeah.
I certainly wouldn't attempt it. I haven't done the drinks before, but,
I wouldn't
take it on. That brings us to our last one.
Lime cooler. Probably the OG.
The OG
bee's knees, the duck's guts.
It's the one you want.
Cat's meow.
It's even when it's a little bit weak, it's still okay.
Yeah.
Because I think the flavour's not overpowering. It doesn't,
No.
No, it's very nice. Very refreshing.
It is very nice.
Especially served cold.
Oh.
Slightly strong is even all right. And, yeah, it can be done very well.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way of not liking lime cooler.
Lime cooler. If you don't like lime cooler, then you should probably stop listening to this podcast.
Or you probably should just stop playing cricket.
Just stop playing cricket and go away and do something else.
Yeah.
Because we don't like you. We don't like you if you don't like lime cooler.
I mean, well, we do like you for listening to the podcast, but like...
Yes, please share us.
Yes.
And check out our Instagram.
Yeah, check out our Instagram.
Definitely check out our Instagram.
Where we post a photo whenever we want to.
Yeah. If we get more followers, we'll probably put more stuff on there. So, yeah. If you know anyone who likes cricket and think they might be interested in listening to this, then... tell them.
Yeah, and we're now on Apple Music as well, so we kind of branched out.
Apple Podcasts we're on.
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. So, share us, check us out, and catch you later.
Yeah, sounds good. See ya.